Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord's return is very soon, quick and without warning. Though the Lord told his people to the world it'll be without warning, it would totally take them by surprise. And they're not going to realize the danger they were in. The word of God was true all along. When people believe a lie, they believe it in darkness. But our redemption and the way that we have faith in God in all opposition is an evident token. It's an evident token of our redemption that God is with us. One way that God always reveals his truth to man, the backbone of our faith, is that he told us the future ahead of time. No man can do that of his own self. But the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God is revealed to men by God. He will do nothing unless he revealed it to his prophets, according to Isaiah. We have to understand, souls are at stake. And the Lord gives us something to trust. He told us the truth all along. From the beginning, he told us the truth. He showed us that sin was dangerous. He created man on earth, and earth was a place where there was a society before God made Adam. Because God told Adam to replenish the earth. Adam knew that the earth was once inhabited. From the beginning, because when he told him to replenish the earth, refill the earth, it was once filled, and there was evidence that there was people here. And the Lord told him, the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And Adam had a reference for what death was. All these things are true. If Adam had only listened, he would not have died. He would have stayed in his original state. And all of his children would have also. And we would have learned the wisdom of God from God's perspective. But no, man fell. Sin is in us. And the Lord had every right to wipe us out, but he didn't. He died for us so we could live again. Because he loves us and he wanted to. He loves us so much. And we represent God. And we came to the light. We weren't created in the light. The only one that was created in light was Adam. And also Jesus. That's the two things they had in common. Everybody else, all other men, were born in sin. Sin was our was reigning over us, a death sentence. We were already judged. We were already wrong. The reason there's going to be a judgment day is because people rejected the way of salvation and didn't come to it. That's why the wicked will be judged at the great white throne judgment. Everybody in that judgment will be lost. And then Jesus is going to... There's five judgments. That's the judgment. When we get saved, once we're saved, if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. And then the Lord's going to... There's going to be a judgment of the believer's works. Our works will be judged, the motive behind what we do. Even if we do the right thing, our motives will also be judged, why we did what we did. The judgment of the believer's self. If we judge ourselves, we won't be judged in our works. And then the tearing of wheat, the goat nations, in the great white throne judgment. I hope I got them in order. It's been a while since I studied the five judgments. The sheep and goat nations, they're the nations that was for Israel, the sheep nations, and the nations that was against Israel. They're the goat nations. The Lord's going to judge them. See, there's people in every nation that will be for and against. And there are groups of people in every nation that's for Israel and against Israel. So God, the people who survived the tribulation, they are the sheep and goat nations. Tares, wheat. But tares and wheat always exist. Children of God, children of Satan. And Jesus is going to divide them. He's going to divide the survivors of the tribulation, period. But the great white throne judgment, that's God is righteous, and he's going to judge the wicked and reward them. Because sometimes they did right on earth. And they'll have some kind of reward, but they're going to hell. They're going to the lake of fire. They're not going to heaven. They're going to the lake of fire. But the Lord's still going to reward them because for whatever they did, sometimes they had the right motives. Sometimes but they didn't get saved for whatever reason, or they backslid. So it's important. Nobody in the white throne judgment, their name is not written in the book of life. They rejected Jesus somewhere. They let their heart love the world somewhere. And they ejected. They walked right out of the kingdom of God. Lusting after others. Lusting after things. Loving pride more than they love God. They did something. And the Lord, at the end of all this, the Lord will make no mistakes. He's dividing. Everything he do, he's choosing light and rejecting darkness. So people who love the world system, they become the enemy of God. And if they won't repent, then they reject God, and God's going to reject them too. Because the first thing he did after he said, let there be light, he chose the light and rejected the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. And everything he did does the same thing. The word of God shows us the right way. It divides the soul and spirit. It divides those that love God from those that don't. And then the Lord put enmity between his people and Satan's people. So the sin that they love has divided them, and they have animosity against God. So they have animosity against his word, and they also have animosity against his people. And we're designed by God. We're designed to separate light from dark as well. We chose light and we reject darkness. And people who are attracted to the light, they want God's way. And others get angry. People that love Satan's way, they don't want to see you successful. They get upset when God moves in your behalf, even if they're related to you. When they hear a good report that God moved on your behalf, they get angry. And they don't know why. They want to discredit God. They don't like him because they love their sin. Now, John explained to us that sin divides us from the heart of God. And the wicked will do wickedly, and they won't understand. Once people start loving the world, they stop understanding. It's a process. Their focus changes, so everything else changes with it over time. The Lord had to cut our time short because mankind proved that he couldn't survive sin. In Adam's day, the average life was almost 1,000 years. And the sin condition went from one man eating a fruit that he shouldn't have eaten, that God told him not to eat. But his society after him, their thoughts were only evil continually. They were murderous people. They had all kind of darkness going on. They were very hateful people. And they were against God, and they didn't survive. The Lord had to destroy them. But after the flood, the Lord, he gave man 120 years. And then in Moses' day, he gave man 70 years. His lifespan was reduced again. Now the median between 70 and 120, the median is 95. So we went from living about 9,500 years. The oldest man recorded was, he was 959 years old. 969 years old. Adam died at the age of 935 or 939. I have to look it up. Almost a tenth of a day, almost a day with God, to almost a tenth of a day with God. That's our average lifestyle. Our average lifespan. Our lifespan is barely 10% of one day with the Lord. And we have enough time to learn one career, maybe three, if we want to. Raise a family, and then we're gone. And a man can do a lot in his lifetime. And it's not easy. And while we're trying to build our lives, Satan's trying to tear it down, tempting us with the world system that can't work for us. The world system, that's his desire. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. But not at once. It's over time that he does these things. The only people he try to kill is people who expose him for what he is. But don't worry about the fact that he want to kill you. That's not a problem. Because Jesus gave you authority over Satan. You can stop Satan, and you can stop all of his works underneath him. And you can disconnect him from men that will kill you. But most people don't know that because preachers don't preach right. I'll say that again. Most people don't know that they have authority over Satan because most preachers don't preach right. They've deviated away from the Word of God. Religion has become cold and weak. Because seducing spirits, many gave heed to seducing spirits and also doctrines of devils, and they worked to weaken the body of Christ and not strengthen, to disconnect the body of Christ from God. And sometimes the people of God can be so lazy they let other people do their study. You can't trust anybody to do your study. If you love God, you study yourself. That's like trying to get somebody else to teach your children. You love your children, you teach them yourself. Some things you got to do by yourself. And you can't trust other people. Everybody else, all the pastors and the apostles, the evangelists, the teachers, the prophets, they're there to help you. They're like coaches. You know, you send your children to school, that there's principals, teachers, coaches, and they love your children in most cases. And they help them, they help them learn things they'll need for this life. But it's really the parents' responsibility to make sure that their children learn more than the teachers. It's just like the pastor. He's there to help you and guide you, but you the one got to do your own studying. And good-hearted pastors want you to study the Word of God. They don't want you to look to them. They want you to look to the Lord. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, some people want to be more than they are, and they want people to look to them and not God. But that's wrong. They're like Diotrephes. See, the Lord gave us examples of people that were crooked. But loving pastors want you to know God. They want you to know Him. And they want you to live like Him. For your own safety, for your own good. And some people, they learn to live above the snake line. And they love God and they walk in His way, and the Lord anoint them to help others. Your life will be established, and then you'll help others live as well. And sometimes your training starts before you're established. You have to just learn things along the way. The Lord can do so many things in so many ways for so many purposes. But if you take time and learn His ways, you're gonna love it. It's going to be a blessing to you. But the Lord is going to take the world system by surprise. People that love darkness, they won't listen to reason. And they gave heed to these false teachers. A false teacher is worse than a false prophet. Because eventually, if prophecy don't come to pass, you know he's false. But false teaching gets people off course. Now, J. Vernon McGee, he pointed that out when he was doing this 5-year study through the Bible. A false teacher does more damage because you're wrong at the foundational levels and people have given heed. Now, the Lord called people back to try to get them to repent from their evil. Stop shacking up. Stop committing fornication and adultery. Stop lusting. Some people have never physically committed adultery or fornication, but they did in their heart. And they'll be left here. They won't be taken to heaven because they're not right with God. They changed their destiny because they started going after the world system. The Lord is always looking at the heart. The condition of the heart, the will of the heart. Men look at what you do, but that's not accurate. A person can be doing everything that looks good and in his heart committing adultery, just like the Ugandan pastor talked about. Everybody need to watch that, because so many people, they let Satan get away with things in their heart. They don't quench every fiery dart. And they think they're right with God. He thought he was right with God, but the Lord said, if I had come back to get my bride, I'd have left you. But you got to watch it. It's on YouTube. And the Lord blessed us with his testimony because he loves us. He loved the Ugandan pastor. But the Ugandan pastor, he went sideways for a while. He did love God, but he started loving the world. And the Lord, he didn't even realize how wrong he was. Now, some things you're just going to have to listen to. It's an hour-long testimony. It's over an hour long. And some people want everything in 10 minutes. You can't get everything in 10 minutes. This man gave scriptures. He gave... I'm glad he did it. As embarrassing as it was necessary. Because so many people fall. They think they're right with God and they've fallen away. And then guess what Paul said? He said many are going to fall away. The man of sin won't be revealed till many fall away. And it happened. So many people have gotten off track. A lot of preachers don't preach against the dangers of sin anymore. People don't even realize, even though it's written in the Word of God, plain as day, that sin will harden your heart against God and cause you to doubt against God and be in unbelief against God. And remember, unbelief is rejection. So when the Lord returns to rescue his people so he can judge this place, people that wouldn't repent, they're going to stay here. And the Lord know how they think. He know how they process. He know that they get angry when when they see his hand to work on his true people, because they don't like it. They dissembled in their heart and they won't repent. So he's going to take them by surprise. They won't make heaven. And they will be lost. Sorry to tell you that, but it's the truth. The Lord is still choosing light and rejecting darkness. There's no room for sin in his kingdom. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.